Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Doc. My name is Lisa Lyle and I am here with Dr. David Orman. And today's show is all about hair. And no, not the musical, but yes, the health of your hair, keeping your hair, all of those great things and how hair kind of tells you probably a little bit about the state of your overall wellness. So what do you think?
I think only a musician would somehow touch your hair in with a musical. I had no idea where you were going with that, but I'm quite impressed.
Thank you. I can't help myself.
Yes, hair. Hair, kind of interesting. If you ask, 20 people what organ or what system or what part of the physiology is associated with hair, I think most people would kind of scratch their head and say, well, it's just by itself. But in fact, there is a particular organ, there is a particular energy that is very much associated with it, and it is the kidney energy.
Kidney energy.
The kidneys, of course, are two, how would you describe them, bean-shaped?
Yeah, I would say bean-shaped.
Organs, of course, in the lower portion of the body. Most people have two, and they're generally associated in standard medicine, of course, with purifying and beginning an elimination of waste products. But in natural medicine, it has a much, much, much larger array of qualities. At the top of the list, there is a school of thought that believes that all energy, all of the body's energy, all of the body's energy that will always be, in other words, your entire lifetime of energy is located in the kidneys. And some people look at it as specifically the left kidney. And when you exercise, eat right, live a happy life, live life with passion, et cetera, a person can add to that energy, but it's not quite as good as the quality of energy that you're born with. Think of it as gold-plated versus pure gold.
Right.
Still pretty good, but not quite the way ideally it would be. The flip side is also true. If a person, doesn't exercise and they smoke and they hate their job and, miserable relationship and engage in, alcohol abuse or whatever the case may be, they start to burn up that kidney energy. And as a result, they look older. And typically, they don't live quite as long as maybe what they're capable of or even the average. So the substance is loosely it's called Ginseng, J-I-N-G, but think of it as being loosely translated as essence. And when the kidney enters, when we're born, the kidneys are full, and they continue to be full. The excess then goes into the spine. And when the spine's X is filled to the brim, so to speak, the rest of it then goes into the brain. And when the brain is filled, the rest of it shows up in
the hair.
The hair. When we think of the reverse of aging, what happens? People start to lose hair. People get forgetful. They get hunched over. And then that's the show. So the hair very, very much is a reflection of the overall health of the individual. In fact, some people have a knack of doing diagnosis or diagnostic impressions, I should say, that are based on the hair, on the scalp, and, of course, the face and kind of the neck up, shall we say.
Interesting. So what about those people, who have that really thick head of hair that kind of stays with them throughout their life? What is that saying about them?
That says that we need to really, really, when we cross over the other side, we need to find our parents and thank them, for starters. That's one of the things we want to do. But it also says that the kidney energy is quite strong. And generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, when a person's kidney energy is strong, those are the individuals that are quite active. They're active. They live a very physical life. This person did a 20 marathons in 20 days. Look at their hair. I know that sounds odd, but that's typically the case. There are always exceptions, a million and one exceptions to the rule, and there are other factors involved. And we're not going to have time to get into all of the factors, but I will mention a few. But generally speaking, that's what you find.
So what would one do? Because I know, well, it appears anyway that this seems to be more typical in men with losing hair early on. And what can they do to help themselves with that issue?
There's a particular hormone, it's a genetic-based thing, that is involved in the process of the male pattern baldness, the horseshoe, so to speak, the horseshoe pattern. And that is kind of a curveball in this theory in natural medicine, because a lot of times men who are healthy and do live a full, happy, passionate, dramatic, energetic, physical life well into their 80s, 90s, et cetera, et cetera. Some of them, I started going bald when I was 30.
Wow.
So that certainly throws a curveball. That's genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that can be done. There are a couple of herbs that can be used to strengthen that energy, the kidney energy. And there are also a few substances and a few different herbs that can help to counter the specific hormone called DHT, which correlates with, in particular, male pattern baldness. Now, females, it's a little bit different. Females, as we mentioned on prior shows, I use the analogy, or not the analogy, the experience of when I was in school, we went through a 16-week course, and it was supposed to be devoted to male and female hormonal system. And 15 weeks, it was a four-hour class twice a week, and 15 weeks and 4 hours was devoted to the female hormonal system. The last 4 hours were the male, which we got the test and we left early. So
lot less
the complexity there. So in terms of female pattern, typically what you see is either a hormonal imbalance or else something affecting the blood. When the blood is not up to the quantity and quality of what it needs to be, a lot of times you will find that the hair is problematic and the skin is problematic.
Interesting.
So, for example, parasites is one of the common causes of issues involving the hair. When you're able to rid the body of the parasites, the quantity and quality of the blood come up to par, and the luster and fullness of the hair start to come into play.
It's kind of funny because you're reminding me of going. I don't like going to get my hair done at the salon, but anyway, I do. Got to get it cut. And my hairdresser sometimes would say, like, wow, what do you use in your hair? Because it's thick and it's full and it's, vibrant and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, cheap shampoo.
I'm answer, you know what you use to get your hair thick? Well, first of all, there's a genetic component. But you know what also you use a lot of to get your hair like that? And it doesn't come out of a bottle. It comes out of the ground. You eat a ton of greens.
I do.
And the greens are associated with strengthening the liver and with the quantity and quality of blood.
Mm.
And when that occurs, your skin is soft, your hair is thick, it correlates.
Gotcha.
So if a person's experiencing thinness, and they say maybe they eat a lot of greens or drink a lot of green drinks, then look at addressing the parasite issue or some other type of blood issue.
Yeah, it just makes me laugh that they would think it was the bottle, the substance, the shampoo, because I'm like, no. I said, you wouldn't even want to know what it is I am using.
One of the challenges of doing this in 9 minutes is that this could be a 90-minute show.
It is.
We'll do this, a follow-up with this, and I will address some specific herbs and specific substances which can be used by males and females to help improve the quality of the hair.
Awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Blog Talk Doc, and we'll see you next week.